Welcome to your morning news of note, where we bring you the top headlines affecting the 2 Marine Expeditionary Force. Let's dive into today's highlights from around the world. In UCOM news, the Ukrainian Navy reports destroying or disabling a third of Russian warships in the Black Sea, significantly impacting Moscow's military strength. Meanwhile, Finland is set to host NATO tech centers and enhance its cybersecurity strategy in response to escalating cyber threats. Turning to AFRICOM, Niger announces the U.S. will submit a plan to withdraw troops from the country, while Russia and Mali agree to bolster their cooperation in counterterrorism efforts. In Gabon, thousands convene for a national dialogue aimed at ending the country's military-led transition to civilian rule. Shifting gears to USMC DoD updates, Iran provides Russia with attack drones for use in Ukraine, with plans to boost production. The U.S. Navy successfully intercepts 4 drones targeting a warship in the Red Sea, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin reaffirms support for the Philippines while condemning China's recent provocative actions. Additionally, a watchdog report highlights the ongoing issue of troops not getting enough sleep to function effectively on duty. On a positive note, a recent U.S. spending package fully funds child development centers at military installations worldwide, ensuring support for military families. Internally, U.S. Marines participate in Exercise Nordic Response 24 in Finland, refining distributed aviation operations alongside NATO allies. Similarly, the Royal Netherlands Marine Corps showcases their capabilities during a live-fire exercise at Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point. For more details and links to these stories, remember to check out the Morning News of Note email for a deeper dive into today's headlines. Stay informed and have a great day.